Last time we were talking about the Tosfos on the bottom of Kuf Yudalev, the Kasha, that Tosfos asks, we had one final prat to add to that sugyan. But the Mishnah mentions as a machlokas whether charoses is only mishum kofa or it's mishum mitzvah. So if it's mishum kofa, it's a davish al reshus, it's not a mitzvah. So the question is, why shouldn't charoses, which is a davish al reshus, be mevatel the chazeres, that's a mitzvah, be mevatel the mora? So Tosfos made his comment. Poshim Shad and Tosfos is that they're assuming that charoses is a tzorech of the morah. If it's mishum kofa, it's a tzorech of the morah. So since it's a tzorech of the morah, so it's not going to be mevatel the morah. It's not called a bittel. It's not going to be mevatel the morah because it's coming as a tzorech of the morah. But Bezalel Rantzberg wanted to explain Tosfos based on the Ran. That the Ran has a comment on the Gemara later on that Kuf Tezayin, that it's not so much that something that's a tzorich of the mitzvah is not going to be mevatel the mitzvah, but rather that something that's only a tibul ba'alma is tofel to the ikar. So if it's tofel to the ikar, then it's not going to be mevatel. And we explain based on that the case of matzah metuveles. Based on that, we explained as well the idea of the Gemara that. Based on that, we can explain this Mishnah too, that charoses is not going to be mevatel the morah because it's only a tibul ba'alma. So that is so that only a tibul ba'alma, only a little bit, is not going to be mevatel, it's going to be tofel. That can help explain, that can help answer another kasha as well. There's a discussion in the poskim whether one is supposed to put salt on the matzah's mitzvah on the seder. We know whenever we make a hamotzi, certainly on Shabbos, but during the week as well. We know this from Shabbos, that on Shabbos, whenever we make a hamotzi, we put salt on the matzah. We put salt on the lechem. Why is that? So there are two reasons given for that minute. Either because if the pas is a pas she'eino naki, if it's not such a good pas, it doesn't mean it's dirty. It means that it's not, the flour is not sifted so well, so it's like a pas kibar. It's whole wheat, or maybe even more whole than whole wheat, right? Than our whole wheat. Our whole wheat bread is probably a much better quality than what they had. So if it's a pasha'in onaki, then there's a concern that it's not chashiv enough for the bracha, so we add the salt to give it an extra measure of chashivus. That's one reason that's given. The other reason that's given, the Ramah writes in the Shulchan Aruch Hanochas Betzia Sapas, that the pasuk says, "Al kol karban chatakriv melach." The shulchan is domel mizbeach. The shulchan is compared to the mizbeach. The shulchan where we eat is compared to the mizbeach. And we know, "Al kol karban chatakriv melach." And all karbanos, they put salt. So therefore, we put salt on the bread as well. The lashon of the Rama in Kuf Samach Zayin is mikol makom. Even if it's pas naki, mitzvah lahavi al kol shulchan melach kolim sheyivtza ki a shulchan domel mizbeach. It's interesting, from the Lashon of the Ramah, it's mashma that the ikar is not to actually dip the bread into the salt, but to bring the salt to the shulchan. The shulchan is damal mizbeach, so therefore we have salt on the shulchan. The minig is actually to dip the bread into the salt. Interesting. The pasuk, al kol karban chatakriv melach, certainly seems to imply that you're supposed to put the salt on the bread, because the bread is like the makom karban, I guess. So that's why the minig is to actually dip the salt into the bread. What's the halacha when it comes to the matzah's mitzvah of the Seder night? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rishalmi that one is supposed to dip the matzah into melach. This is the Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim in Siman Tofai and Heisef Aleph. Yivarech ha-motzi ve'al achilas matzah ve'achakach yivtza me'ashlema ha'elyona u'me'ha'prusa mishteyem b'yachad v'yitpalem b'melach. The Shulchan Aruch says you should be tovel in melach. It's not the Shulchan Aruch's invention. The reality is it's Yerushalmi. That's what the Torah quotes. The Torah quotes the Yerushalmi like that. The Tomish Leib Milcha, the Yerushalmi said. The Tomish Leib Milcha. I guess the word Tomish means to dip. All right, well, I'm not sure if you dip the matzah into the melach or you sprinkle melach onto the matzah, but that's what the Mechaber passes. Comes the Ramah and says, just one moment. Says the Ramah Hagov, "Ve'ena minag litbol b'melach b'layla rishona the pasnoki eno tzarich melach." Says the Ramah, "No, but our minag is not to dip the matzah into salt because pasnoki doesn't require melach. What an interesting comment of the Rambam. He's assuming that the matzah is going to be a pasnaki. So the pasnaki, it doesn't require melach, so why are you dipping into melach? The Shulchan Aruch says you dip the matzah into melach. The Rambam says, why are you dipping matzah into melach? It's not a pasnaki. So all the achronim ask, pasnaki, but the Rambam himself in Kuf Samach Zayin said that there are two reasons to dip the bread into salt. Either because it's pashein or naki, or because HaKol Karban Chatakir Melach. So what happened to HaKol Karban Chatakir Melach over here? That's the kasha that the Achronim ask. And they give different answers. The Chok Yaakov quotes from the Maril. This is on page 6. Chok Yaakov in Sivkot and Dali quotes from the Maril. Maril Kosav, Mishem Chibuv Matzah. It's a chibuv of the matzah not to add salt. We want to be mechabev the mitzvah, so we don't add anything. We don't dip the salt in. Even though there is a kiyum of HaKol Karban Chatakir Melach, but here there's a special inyan of chavivus ha-mitzvah, chavivus ha-matzah, so therefore we don't want to dip the matzah into any melach. That's what the Maril says. The Levush has a different tab. The Levush says that we don't dip the matzah into melach, not just because of a chiv of mitzvah, that there's some malyusa, some din l'chatchila, that we want to be mechabev the matzah. No! We'll pasel the matzah. We'll be mevatel a din in the matzah. Mevatel a din in the matzah. The matzah is matzah. It's up to Levush. We know there's a din of lechem oni. And there are many halachas derived from lechem oni. One of the halachas is madar v'shalani v'frusa, v'kan v'frusa. It's not just lechem sha'onim alav dram harbi, as we discussed last time. But madar v'shalani v'frusa, v'kan v'frusa is supposed to be a poor man's bread, the matzah. Right? So comes the Levush and says, well, part of being a poor man's bread, we know there's also a halacha, matzah ashir is not called lechem oni. It has to be a poor man's bread. So adding the salt is going to be mevatel the shem lechem oni, says the Levush. Alam b'shezach. This is what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Mishnah Berurah, tough ayin hay. It's a gotten dalid. The rest of Pesach, the rest of Yom Tov, of course we dip into salt when we make our motzi. We dip into salt after b'shein akia, then it's tzricha tibul minadin. Minadin, it doesn't require tibul if it's past nakia. The kamakom b'layla rishonos, the leilos rishonos shel Pesach, ain't nagin kain, the tfeyu nira lechem oni, k'she'en otovel b'melach. It's more of a lechem oni. I can be mevatel the din of lechem oni. Maybe I spoke too strongly. Maybe you're not going to mevatel the din of lechem oni, but you're going to diminish the din of lechem oni. It's more lechem oni if you don't have salt in it, so therefore the Levush claims better not. That's shot in the Ramah. Ramah says that it's better not to dip in salt. The Aruch HaShulchan paskins like the Mechaber. Moshe Feinstein also paskin like the Mechaber. He did dip his matzah in salt, but many don't. How many people dip their matzah mitzvah in salt? How many people do not dip their matzah mitzvah in salt? Okay, so no one does anything, I guess. I can't, well, maybe I should put the other glasses on. How many people dip their matzah in salt? Matzah mitzvah on the Seder night. And how many people don't. So that's the machlokas, the Mechaber Rambam. The kasha is, forget about the malyusov, lechemoni, or chib of mitzvah. We should ruin the whole mitzvah this way. We're pulling back and forth. What's the best, right? What's the best way to do it? HaKol Karban Chatakir Melach, oh, that's a nice inyan. Chib of mitzvah, lechemoni, that's a nice inyan on the other side. Forget about lechatchila this way, lechatchila that way. If we're going to put salt on the matzah, we're going to ruin the mitzvah. We'll be mevatel the mitzvah. The salt is a davishel reshus. It's not a mitzvah. It's okay. It's an inyan. It's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah derabanan even. So how can we do it? The achronim seem to be saying, well, they're trying to explain their amah. Why should we not put the salt on? They should just say we can't put the salt on Medina because it'll be mevatel the mitzvah. That's the most obvious reason. What do you need all these other reasons? Chibuv mitzvah and lechem oni. But according to the Ran and Tosas, it's beautiful, because since the salt is only a tibul ba'alma, it's toshel to the matzah. It's botel to the matzah. It's not something significant. Just like the charosis is not going to be mevatel the mara because it's only a tibul ba'alma, according to the Ran, so too the salt is not going to be mevatel the matzah. It's a matzah. It's chai b'kayim. There's nothing that's going to take away from it. It's a matzah. So that's why the Achronim have to give the other reasons why the Ramites holds that you're not supposed to add salt to the matzah. It's not because it'll be mevatel matzah. It will not be mevatel the matzah. It's not significant enough. It's just a tibul ba'alma. It's just a tibul ba'alma. So therefore, the only reasons that we can offer not to put the salt on the matzah's mitzvah is either because of chibav mitzvah or because of lechem lo. And this idea is what the Bach writes as well. This is alluded to by the Bach to explain the other halacha of tibul. Till now we've spoken about the tibul of mora and charoses. We talked about matzah and mora, the Gemara Kuf Tezayin, Hillel, the Amora, who said bisman azeh that mora is drabbanan and matzah deraisa, you shouldn't be korech them together. You should be owed to the mitzvah matzah separately, because if you korech them together, maybe it'll be mevatel. So we spoke about that. We spoke about the matzah in melach. So the final issue to discuss is matzah in charoses. Matzah in charoses. Will charoses be mevatel the matzah? We know the Rambam sheet is that we're tovel matzah in charoses. How many people are tovel their matzah in charoses? I didn't think so. That's not the Rambam held that we're tovel matzah in charoses. So the Torah already asked on the Rambam. This is the Torah in Tov Ayin Hay. Kosav Rav Amram v'yivarech ha-motzi v'yitabel b'charoses. Amram Gaon also says that Yitovel Matzah and Charos, not just the Rambam. And Kosav Rambam Zom. Ain yodea tibul ze b'charoses loma. Frek the Torah, I don't understand. What's the purpose of tibul of Matzah and Charoses? Imishum Matzah she'ein b'melach v'tzorech b'shash. Tzorech b'shash? B'sheish? Six? B'shash? What does that mean? The Gemara in Bracha says this lashon, less dein tzorech b'shash. B'shash means to wait. Meaning you wait for the salt. So it's just using the term b'shash to mean something that you're going to put on the bread that you have to wait for. That's what it means. So frek the tour, why are you being tovel the matzah and the melech? Is it because, why are you being tovel the matzah and charoses? Is it because the matzah doesn't have melech and you have to be tovel the matzah in something? Litbo b'melech, so dip it into salt. Dip it in salt, what do you need the charoses for? He says the Yerushalmi happens to say you dip it in the salt. So why be tovel the charoses? The other hitchabala manig, another one of the Rishonim asked, Ledivrayim shematzi zechel acheres v'charoses zechel ativ, hechi yischabru ze im ze. Murray the Kakashi. He says if matzah is zechel avdus, if matzah zechel acheres and charoses is zechel ativ, zechel avdus, it's a steer of an eil bay. How you tovel the matzah and the charoses? It's a contradiction in concepts over here. Conceptual contradiction. The ode, and the third and final question, most important for us, is matzah d'araisa v'charoses d'rabbanan, masi charoses d'rabbanan, mevatel matzah d'araisa. Frek the Torah, how can you do it? Forget about some conceptual contradiction. There's a halachic problem over here, that the charoses is going to be mevatel the matzah. What's the answer to these kashas? So the Bach addresses even the second question. Bach says, no, that's exactly the point. Hotzianu me'avdus l'cheres, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us from avdus l'cheres. We take a joy. We join the zechel avdus with the zechel l'cheres to demonstrate that idea that we went out from avdus l'cheres. The charoses is the zechel avdus, the matzah is the zechel l'cheres. We put the two together. It's not a stira. That's the whole transition. That's what CPT sometimes all about. Interesting answer. But for the last question, Umashik Shao, the Matzah, the Rice of the Charoses, the Rabboni, Yeshlomer, says the Bach, the Eno Metabo, Kokashi, Vatal Tamatza, Koshi Hizer, Harav, Rabin Yona, Afli, Nimor, Shetzach, Lenara, Hacharoses, Meolam, Shlo, Yvatal, Kaim, Koshke, Lady Matzah. Rabin Yona already said that you have to be Menara, the Charoses from the Morar. We talked about this yesterday, right? To be Menara, the Charoses in the Morar. What's the idea of shaking off the Charoses in the Morar? The answer is we only want a little bit. If we have too much charoses, maybe it'll be mevatel the mitzvah of mar. So says the Bach, same thing over here. If it's only a little bit, it's not going to be a problem. So we shake off the charoses and the matzah. We shake off the charoses from the matzah, so it's not going to be mevatel. He doesn't really address the ikkar question, and that is, even if we've solved the halakhic issues, and we've solved the philosophical issues, but what are we doing it for? Why are we tovel the matzah and charoses? So the answer is what we said before. The Rambam holds that the idea of charoses is we want to be tovel all the mitzvahs achila of the Seder night in charoses. We want to join the charoses to all the mitzvahs achila, so that what? So that you'll be maybe into the shulchan. It'll be part of the seuda. The Rambam paskins charoses is a mitzvah. And what is the mitzvah? Havoy la shulchan, to bring it to the shulchan. So we said, how do you bring it to the shulchan? You bring a lot of things to the shulchan. You bring your cups to the shulchan also. Like, what's miyuchad over here? No, by dipping all the mitzvahs achila into charoses, we are bringing the charoses, we are being mitzarif the charoses to the suda. It's part of the suda. That's the mitzvah, to bring it to the shulchan, to make it part of the experience, part of the suda of the Leil Hasid. Okay, this concludes this suda. Okay, that the one of the major yesodos we have is that there's no problem of being mevatel a mitzvah if it's only a small amount. It's not a davar choshev, and because it's not a davar choshev, it's tofel to the mitzvah, so therefore it's not going to be mevatel. Let's go by. So the Mishnah mentions Chazeres twice, right? Evi lefon of metal v'chazeres hashemagil v'peres hapas, and then Evi lefon of matzah v'chazeres v'charoses. So clearly, from the Mishnah, as we discussed in great detail, from the Mishnah it's clear that you're using chazeres v'karpas, and you're going to use chazeres v'mor as well. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Reish Lakish, Zoso Meres Mitzvah Sichas Kavanah. Reish Lakish looked at the Mishnah and he says, you're being tovel, you're eating mora both for karpas and for mora. You're eating chazeres, I should say, both for karpas and for mora. From that you see Mitzvah Sichas Kavanah. Obviously you weren't yotze the mitzvah of mora with the chazeres that you ate for karpas. Kevan the lo beidan chiyuv demar huda ochelei bebar pi adama huda ochelei bedum lo achavin lemorer hilgach boy lemeder lad bule l'shem morer. Zokre shlokish, because you're eating it bebar pi adama, that means because you're eating it shalol l'shem morer, you're eating it l'shem karpas. Dilma lo echavin lemorer. That's a loaded term. He doesn't really mean dilma. He means velo echavin lemorer. Who's mechavin for mor when you're having karpas? Mor is later. Hilkach boy lemeder lad bule l'shemar. That's why you have to be tovel again. Reish Lakish looked at the Mishnah that says that you're using chazeres both for karpas and for mor, and he says, "Hey, you know, there's a raya from this to a yesodistik halacha in shas. There's a machlokas amoroyim in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah where the mitzvah sichas kavana, mitzvah zayin sichas kavana." When a person does a ma'isa mitzvah, does he have to be mechavin l'shem mitzvah? The Gemara there is talking about how tokeh l'shir, let's say someone blows the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, but he likes to blow shofar. He doesn't have kavanah to be able to the mitzvah. He's practicing. Now, it's the first time he's blowing shofar b'tzibah, so he gets up early in the morning and he practices blowing shofar. He has no kavanah to be able to the mitzvah shofar. He's going to be able to in shul. T'kiyos d'miyushah, t'kiyos d'mu'umad. And then something comes up and he's not able to blow later. So was he yotze when he was tokeh l'shir? That's the shaila, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. If you tokeh shalol l'shem mitzvah, can you still be yotze the mitzvah? Zok Reish Lakish from our Mishnah, Tanoim, from our Mishnah, there's a raya, the mitzvah sichas kavanah. Because the fact that I'm going to take chazeres again, they bring the shulchan back for chazeres, you're going to use the chazeres for mar, after you already ate chazeres for karpas, that shows mitzvah sichas kavanah, because if mitzvah sichas kavanah, what do I have to eat the chazeres again for? I can be yotze, I can have my chazeres and eat it too, right? I was yotze karpas and be yotze mar at the same time, because mitzvah sichas kavanah. So even though, of course, I didn't have kavanah l'shem mar when I ate the chazeres for karpas, but the reality is I was yotze mitzvah mar anyway, whether I like it or not. So it must be mitzvah sichas kavanah, and that's why with tovel, the chazeres once again for the shifra mar. The Isal Kadaitach mitzvah lovaya kavana lomalov trei tibuli v'atovel echad azimla. Frek Reish Lakish, if you hold mitzvah same sichas kavana, so then what do you need two tibulim for? Answers the Gemara, no. Mimai, why? From what do you think that it's a raya mitzvah sichas kavana? Dilma la ola mitzvah ain't tzriches kavona. With the karma treti buli lamali kiyechid lahevi hakeira latinokos. Says the Gemara, maybe taka mitzvah ain't tzriches kavona. And you were yotze the mitzvah of mara b'shas karpas. You did two things when you ate the chazeres for karpas. You did karpas, which is a hakeira latinokos. No one's arguing about that. Karpas is a hakeira latinokos. We're dipping kodem asuda. Who dips kodem asuda? Normally we wash. What, you're going to start dipping before? That's definitely a hacker latinokos. But if mitzvah ain't tzriches kavana, you also yotze mara too, already. So what are you dipping again for? Why are you eating chazeres later? Says the Gemara, maybe even if you used mara, even if you used chazeres for karpas, you still eat chazeres l'shem, not l'shem mara, you still eat chazeres again as a hacker latinokos. A double hecker. We do a double hecker latinokos, both before the suda and before the suda. What do I mean? Both way before the suda. That's the real hecker latinokos. But the slot of mara, right? The chazeres that is in the slot of mara, which you don't really need because if you ate chazeres for karpas, you yotzi mara already. But that slot is still before the suda. You have matzah, then you have a vegetable, and shulchan aruch is after that. Is after the kirk. Right? What are you having a vegetable before the suda? That's also a hecker. It's not as much of a hecker latinokos as karpas. That's way before the suda. But it's also a hecker because it's before the main suda. So that's what the Gemara is saying, that maybe mitzvah taka ain't tzrichas kavona. So why are you having chazeres again? As a hecker latinokos, a double hecker latinokos. The chitema imkein lishmein and shar yirokes. If there's this inyan to have a double hecker, so why does the Mishnah have to be mamed the case that you only have chazeres? From the mashmos of the Mishnah, it sounds like all you have is chazeres over here, and you're eating chazeres both for karpas and later as part of the suda. Lishmeinan shar yirokes. The Mishnah should give me a case of shar yirokes where you have regular vegetables for karpas. What's the kasha? So we'll get to it. We'll look at the Rashbam in a moment. Iashmin and Shah Yiroko, Savamina, Hechadika, Shah Yiroko, Zudabin and Treti Bully. Abel Chazeres, Lichuda, Loboy Treti Bully, Kamashwanda, Phil Chazeres, Bein and Treti Bully. Kechid Lahavi Behakere Litinogos. So the Gemara had some kasha that if the Chitem Imkain Lishmein and Shah Yirokos, if you hold that mitzvah Saint Tzrichas Kavona, and you need Treti Buli for a Kera Latinoko, so it should teach me this din by Shar Yirokes. Now the Gemara gives some kind of an answer. What's the Shaka Latay of the Gemara? So let's see the Rashbam together. And let's see the Rashbam. We'll see the Rashbam. Rashbam learns up the Sugi in a certain way. Let's see the Rashbam together. Zosu Meres Mitzvah Zichos Kavana. Mishamachi Boy Treti Buli. Shemelon Eskavim Barishon Lashem Mara. Okay. That's also Maris, where Shlokish says, from the fact that you're using chazeres both for karpas and for mara, that shows you the mitzvah tzrichas kavanah, so that's why you were not yotzi mara with the chazeres of karpas. And the Gemara says, no, maybe mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavanah. Dilma hoka mashmalon. So if mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavanah, you yotzi with chazeres of karpas, we need chazeres later on. Dilma hoka mashmalon, the beginning of trei tibuli, mishim tinoko, sheyeshalu. The avdi hekeira tufa, says the Rashba. Teretz, stage two of the Gemara. Stage one is that Reish Lakish claims, why does the Mishnah talk about chazeres both for karpas and later for mara? Mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. That's stage one of the Gemara. That proves to me that mitzvah tzrichas kavanah, I was not yotzi mara with the chazeres of karpas. Comes the Gemara now and says, no, but maybe mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavanah. If that's the case, I was yotzi everything b'shas karpas, so why eat chazeres again by the suza? The answer is, you need trei tibuli heker latinokos. Says the Rashbam, what's pshat? The avdi heker etuva. Even though we had a heker latinokos in karpas, but we want a double heker. We yotze everything then. We yotze heker latinokos then. We yotze mitzvah mara then. But we want to have a heker b'shas asuda again. We want to emphasize the heker. So that's why we're going to have chazeres again. Umiu mimara kama yotze dechavasa. You yotze mitzvah mara with the first chazeres. Mahadar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish responds. The Gemara told Reish Lakish, there's no raya to you. There's no raya that mitzvah sichas kavana. Really mitzvah sichas kavana. So comes Reish Lakish and says like this. If the purpose of the second tibul is for a hekera litinokos, the lav lashmina mitzvah sichas kavana, lashmina shar yirokos betibul rishon umora betibul sheni, the ikonami heker litinokos. What's he saying? The Mishnah should have given me the case where you have shar yirokos, you use another vegetable, potato, celery, something else for karpas, and mora betibul sheni. The Mishnah should have told me that you should do a tibul rishon with shar yirokos and do a tibul sheni b'mora, because in that case you'll also have trei tibulim. If there's an inyan to have trei tibulim, we want the child to see two tibulim. Somehow there's an idea that two tibulim is a greater heker. So we don't have to do two tibulim with mora. We can do two tibulim, one with shar yirokos and the other one with mora. Why does the Mishnah have to give me? If the purpose of the Mishnah to mention chazera is both for karpas and for later, for mora, is to teach me the idea that you need trei tibuli as a hekel tinokos, it's not to teach me the mitzvah sichas kavana. So then, why do I need chazera for both of them? Basically, the point is you're supposed to be tovel twice. So even if I use shar yirokos for the karpas and mora for mora, it's also trei tibuli. So I accomplish the same goal of hekel latinokos with trei tibuli, even if I use shar yirokos for karpas and mora for mora. And I'll be otzim mora with the chazeres by mora. What's the problem? That's the kash. If I have shar yirokos, the fact that I do two tibulim, if I have shar yirokos, I have shar yirokos and chazeres. What could I do? I have shar yirokos and chazeres. I could have taken the chazeres, eaten it for karpas, and I could have been yotzei everything right there and then. If I have shar yirokos and chazeres, so what could I have done? I could have done my one tibul on chazeres, and I would have been yotzei both karpas and mora right there and then. So the Mishnah should have said, even where I have shar yirokos, don't be yotzei both in one fell swoop. Don't be yotzei karpas and mora by dipping chazeres for the tibul rishon. Take shar yirokos for the first tibul and take chazeres for the second tibul. That should have been the kiddush of the Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah could have said, if I have shar yirokos, the fact that I do two tibulim with shar yirokos and chazeres, and I don't just do one tibul with chazeres to be yotzei both karpas and mora, that shows you that you need trei tibulim. If the whole purpose of the Mishnah is not to teach me mitzvah sichas kavona, but rather to teach me that you need two tibulim as a heker latinokos, that chiddush I could have learned even if you have the shar yirokos. Because the fact that I'm not going to do only one tibul in chazeres and be yotzei everything in one fell swoop, that shows that you need two tibuli as a heker latinokos. That's the kash of the Gemara according to that story. So what's the answer? Avul b'mora l'chudei lo b'inan trei tibuli. There's a mistake over here. If you look at the Rashash, Rashash ends the Rashbam right over here. That statement doesn't make any sense. Right? At this stage in the Gemara, we're assuming that if you have shar yirokos, you need two tibulim, one with shar yirokos, the other with chazeres. If you have chazeres, you need two tibulim for karpas and for later. So that statement, Alva b'mara l'chudei lo b'ina trei tibuli, that's not at this stage in the Gemara. You got to end the Rashbam right over here. If not, the whole thing doesn't read properly. Rashash says that's the end of the Dibra Masa right over here, Litinokos. And then there's a new Dibra Masa in the fourth and final stage of the Gemara. What's the Gemara saying? No! You thought that really mitzvah ain't tzirchas kavanah, right? So frankly, Gemara, if mitzvah ain't tzirchas kavanah and the goal of the Mishnah, again, there are two possibilities in the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah mention chazeres klai, both the karpas and later from Mara? Either to teach me mitzvah tzirchas kavanah or to teach me that even if I've already been yotzei Mara, I need trei tibuli, I need a heker l'tinokos by the Suda as well, at the beginning of the Suda. Those are the two options. So comes the Gemara and says, maybe taka mitzvah ain't tzirchas kavanah. And the reason why I have chazeres klai is to teach me that you need these two tibulin. So in fact, the Gemara, no, if that's the case, then even if you have shar yirokos, the fact that you do two tibulin, one with shar yirokos and one with chazeres, that's the raya that you need two tibulin. Because if you don't need two tibulin, then even where you have shar yirokos, you could do karpas on chazeres and be able to say everything right there and then. Be able to say karpas and mara right there. So the fact that you do two tibulin, one with shar yirokos and one with mara, that proves that you need two tibulim. So why do we need the Mishnah to use the case where you only have chazeres? So to that, the Gemara answers, yesh me'inan shar yirokos, havamina hechadika shar yirokos u'debi'inan trei tibulim. Avol chazeres l'chudo lo boi trei tibulim. K'mashulon dafi lo chazeres b'inan trei tibulim ki hechad lehevi bei hakeri l'tinokos. So to that, the Gemara answers, no. If we would say the chiddush of trei tibulim by shar yirokos, so I would think that's when you need two tibulim. When you have shar yirokos, better to split it up and make two tibulim. Make your first tibul as a hekel with tinokos with shar yirokos by karpas. Have a second tibul of mara to be otzi mara and to have a hekel with tinokos once again. But if you only have chazeres, I would think that just have one tibul. Have one hekel with tinokos and one tibul for mara. One table for both Hekel Tinokos and for Mara. Which one? Where would I do it? Says the Rashbam. Avol b'mara l'chudei lo b'ina trei tibuli. D'kulei hai lo avdina mishemekera di tinokos l'hakte machilas mara kodem zman. Dr. Rashbam, if the Mishnah would say shar yirokos, then I would say when there's shar yirokos, then it's good to have two tibuli. We want to have a hekera tuva for the tinokos. We want a double heker for the tinokos. But we don't want to lose out in the mitzvah of Mara either. We want to have our Mara and eat it too in the right time. So if you had Shar Yirokos, I would say, okay, there you need two tibul. Because there you can have your Heker Letinokos with the Shar Yirokos and Karpas. You can have your mitzvah of Mara with the Chazeres and the Heker Letinokos number two later, and everything is great. But if you only have Chazeres, I think then don't have two tibul. Then you should only have one tibul. Why? You should only have one tibul. And which tibul should you have? Again, this stage of the Gemara is assuming mitzvahs ain tzrichas kavanah. So if you take the chazeres for karpas, you're going to be yotzei mara already. So comes the Gemara and says, no, I think if you only have chazeres, then do only one tibul. I'd have a hava mina that if you only have chazeres, do only one tibul. Where? By the suda. Because there's an inyan to have mara after the matzah. The pasuk says, "Al matzos umerorim yochluhu." Matzos, then merorim. Matzah is supposed to come first. So the zman of mara, the makom of mara, is dafka acha matzah lechatchila. That's its zman. It doesn't have to be like that, but that's the zman lechatchila because that's the pasuk. So if the Mishnah had said shar yirokos to teach me the din of trei tibuli, I'd think no. If there's shar yirokos, then you have two tibulim because then you're not diminishing the mitzvah of mara by having a tibul for karpas. You could have your tibul for karpas with shar yirokos. You could have your tibul for mitzvahs mara and for the second heker by the suda. Everything is great. But if you only have chazeres, I would think that you should only be tovel once. Where? Where? Be tovel for karpas or be tovel by the suda? Where? If you only have chazeres, I think that you should be tovel once. Where? Do you have karpas? I don't have karpas then. Because if you have karpas and mitzvah and shichas kavana, you'll get the heck of it, you know, now. You'll be yotzei the mitzvah of mara now, and then there's no point. to eat the mora later. Right? It's not valuable to eat the mora. I would think, forget the double hekel tinokos. You're not going to have a hekel tinokos then. That's what I would think. If the Mishnah had said the shayirokos case. Right? The Mishnah had mentioned that you have shayirokos with karpas. And chazer is tomorrow. So I would think that you have trei tibuli. Only in such a circumstance. But if you only have chazeres, then don't do the karpas with chazeres, because then you'll ruin the mitzvah of mara. The mara is supposed to come after the matzah. So I would think in such a circumstance, only have the chazeres b'shas mara. Only have chazeres by the suda, so that you'll have the mitzvah of mara l'chatchila after the matzah. So I would think in that situation, you're not going to have trei tibul. Comes the Mishnah and says, no, chazeres, chazeres. The chiddush of the Mishnah Gufa is to teach me that you have trei tibuli even where all you have is chazeres. Okay, this is the shock of the time in the Rabban and the Rashi. It's very important to get the Rashbam clear, because Tosis is going to argue with the Rashbam. So you have to understand what the shock of the time is. According to the Rashbam, Reish Lakish is proving his point that Mitzvah Sichas Kavana from the very fact that there are trei tibuli. The fact that there are trei tibuli, when you have only chazeres, that proves that Mitzvah Sichas Kavana. Because Mitzvah Sichas Kavana, once you do the tibul and chazeres, there's no need to do a second tibul, because you've been yotzei mara. So it must be the Mitzvah Sichas Kavana. That's Reish Lakish. And what's the shaka v'taya of the Gemara? Gemara is saying that Mitzvah Sichas Kavana, that's why you need a second tibul. The Gemara responds by saying, maybe mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, and you only need a second tibul as a hekel l'tinokos, not for the mitzvah of mara. The Gemara asks, but if that's the case, that the second tibul is only for hekel l'tinokos, then tell me that by shar yirokos, when you have shar yirokos also. The fact that you don't just use chazeres, even if you have shar yirokos. Use chazeres. And dip only once, and beyotzi everything with the one dipping. You'll have your hekel l'tinokos, and you'll have your mitzvah of mara as well, right? The fact that we don't do that, but rather we take the shayi rabbos first and then we do the chazeres later for mara, that shows you that you need two tibulim. Why didn't the Mishnah just give me that chiddush? Comes the Gemara and says, no. If you teach me the chiddush that you have trei tibuli by shayi rabbos, I think dafke if there's shayi rabbos, then you have trei tibuli. But if you only have chazeres, don't have trei tibuli. Because if you have trei tibuli, if you try to be tovel the chazeres by karpas, you'll lose out of the mara. Because then the mora will be kodem zmano. So I would think if you only have chazeres, only do one tibul later. So then you'll have a hekel tinokos, and you'll have the mitzvah of mora lechatchila. You won't have trei tibuli, okay, you lose out. But that's what I would think you would do with chazeres. Kamashmal in the Mishnah, that even if you only have chazeres, you still do trei tibuli. It's the Gemara according to Rashi. Comes Tosfos. He learns Reish Lakish very differently. Zoso meres mitzvah sichas kavana. What is Tosfos? Let's see this Tosfos slowly and carefully together. Part of learning is to get the shaka bataya, to get the rishon and klok, not just to enjoy the fancy entertainment. The lumdis is very nice too. It's a very important part of learning also. But the grind is also a chelik of learning. Zok Tosfos. Zoso meres mitzvah sichas kavana. Reish Lakish sover the masnisin stoma katani. Umari afilu yochol limtzo shayi yirokos enlo litroach achashayi yirokos ala osa shnei tibulim b'mor. The Tosfos already said a mouthful. He already is disagreeing with Rashi. Tosfos says Reish Lakish assumed that the Mishnah is talking about where you have shayi yirokos, and the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even if shayi yirokos are available, you can do trei tibulim on chazeres. Now that's totally different than the Rashbam. Rashbam was learning that from the beginning of the sugya, Reish Lakish is raya, Mitzvah Sichas Kavana, is that, well, the Mishnah is talking about a case where you only have chazeres, right? And nevertheless, you have two tibulim. What are you having two tibulim for? If Mitzvah Sichas Kavana, you will yotze with the first tibul. You will yotze mora with the first tibul. Rashbam assumed that in the earlier stage of the Gemara, you only have chazeres. Comes to us and says, no, even if shayi yirokos are available, The fact that the Mishnah says that you use chazeres for kapas and chazeres for maror implies that you don't have to use the shar yirokos, you don't have to be tereach acha shar yirokos, you can do shnei tibulim b'maror. V'hayne mishum de mitzvah sviras kavana, etc. Okay? So according to Tosfos, Reish Lakish is assuming that the Mishnah is talking about where you have shar yirokos, and the chiddush of the Mishnah is that you don't have to do the trei tibulim, one on shar yirokos and the other on chazeres. Just use chazeres for both. Just use chazeres for both. Behind the Mishnah, the mitzvah is tzrichas kavana, etc. etc. Skipping down a little bit. Part of this Tosfos is making reference to the later sugya, which we haven't seen. Rav Chista, Rav Huna. We're not holding in that sugya, so we don't need it for now. Okay. Says Tosfos like this. The last one on the line is the E. The E saka daitach lo boy kavana. Again, we're going back to the statement Reish Lakish made. Mitzvah srichas kavana, because you're going to use chazeres both for karpas and for mar. The E saka daitach lo boy kavana. In Cain, yotze chovas mar betibul risha. Afagab the ochlo is a matzah. Ksiva matzahs umrorim. Lo have yikuva. If you hold mitzvah srichas kavana, so then you're going to be yotzi with the tibul risha. Amay tzorich trei tibuli b'morer havalei laduri ashar yirokos mishum ekeira b'tibul risha v'achar matzah b'tibul sheni yochal v'achar matzah b'tibul sheni yochal mor. What's the kasha of the gemara? Reish Lakish had said zosom eres mitzvah srichas kavana. Which means what, according to Tosfos? We're talking in the Mishnah where you have shar yirokos, they are available, and nevertheless the Mishnah says that you don't need the shar yirokos, you can use chazeres both for karpas and for morar. So from that you see mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana. The isal kadaitach mitzvah lobaya kavana, lomaloch trei tibulim. What does it mean, lomaloch trei tibulim? Says Tosfos, lomaloch trei tibulim b'mor, havale ladure ashar yirokos b'shem akeir. What's he saying? Again, the kash of the Gemara, according to Tosfos, is not why do I need trei tibulim. That's not the kash. Somehow Reish Lakish was assuming from the beginning, we know that you need trei tibulim. That's not the shayla. We know you need trei tibulim. That's a major machlokas, Tosfos and the Rashban. The Rashban felt Reish Lakish didn't know we need trei tibulim. That's his whole point. Reish Lakish is saying the fact that you can use chazeres both for karpas and mor, that proves that mitzvah sinos kavana. Because if not, lamalach trei tibulim, why do you need two tibulim bichlal? According to the Rashban, what is Reish Lakish's raya that mitzvah sinos kavana? The fact that you need trei tibulim. Reish Lakish never assumed that you need trei tibulim. He didn't know that. That wasn't part of the givens. The very fact that you need trei tibulim, which is what the Mishnah is teaching me, that proves that mitzvah sinos kavana. Tosfos is learning Reish Lakish knew from the beginning that you need two tibulim. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though we know that you need trei tibulim, the chiddush is that even where you have shar yirokos, you don't have to do the trei tibulim on shar yirokos and chazeres, but rather you can use chazeres for both tibulim. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. The chiddush of the Mishnah is not the fact that you need trei tibulim. That's not what the Mishnah is telling me. The chiddush is that even where shar yirokos are available, you don't have to do the trei tibulim karpas on shar yirokos and the second on chazeres. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, the isak adaitach mitzvah lo baya kavana. If you say mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana, lomaloch trei tibulim b'mor, lomaloch trei tibulim b'mor, havale laduri ashar yirokos. If you hold mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana, why do you need the two tibulim on chazeres? Why do you do the two tibulim on chazeres? Use the shar yirokos. If if Shai Rakas are available, why do the two Tibulim on Mora? If you do the two Tibulim on Mora, what's going to happen? You're going to be Yotze the Mitzvah of Mora, Kodem Zmano. So you'll make the situation worse. Mishlokish was assuming that, of course, you need two Tibulim, but the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even where you have Shai Rakos, you can do the two Tibulim on Chazeres. So he says it must be that you're not going to be Yotze Mora with the Tibul of Chazeres and Karpas. Because if you're going to be Yotze the mitzvah of Mora with the Chazeres of Karpas, why do the two Tibulim with Mora and be Yotze with Karpas? You're gonna take away from the Mora because the Mora is called the Mzmano. So why do that? The question is not why do we need two Tibulim. We know you need two Tibulim, but why do it with Mora if the Shai Rakas are available? That's the kasha of the Gemara. Avalei laduri Shai Rakas mishemakera b'tibul rishon v'achamatzah b'tibul sheni yochel mor. Gemara dochi de la olam ein tzichos kavana umhadrinan Shai Rakas mishemakera k'dei lechol mor achar hamatzah. What's Tosfos saying? What's the ultimate teretz of the Gemara? The ultimate teretz of the Gemara is inachanami. If you have Shar Yirakos, then don't do Trei Tibuli on the Chazeres. The Mishnah is not talking about where you have Shai Yirakas. The Mishnah is talking about where you don't have the Shai Yirakas. The assumption was, Reish Lakish Tor, the Mishnah is talking, even if you have Shai Yirakas, you can do the two Tibulim on Chazeres. That's why he says it must be Mitzvah Tzichas Kavana, because if Mitzvah Tzichas Kavana, then you're going to be Yotze tomorrow with the Karpas, and it's at a bad time. It's called the Mzmano, so it's not the Chatzimah. Why would you want to do that? Even if we know that you need two Tibulim, but why do two Tibulim on the Mara? If the Shai Rakas attack available, so do the first people on Shai Rakas, do the second people on Chazeres, and then you'll have the Chazeres in the right spot. You'll have the Mora Bismana. So the Gemara Taka answers Nina Fanami. The Mishnah is talking about a situation where you don't have Shai Rakas, and that's the only reason why we're going to do the two Tibulim and the Chazeres. We'll do the two Tibulim and the Chazeres because the Shai Rakas are not available. So even though maybe mitzvah ain't tzichas kavana, and you'll be yotze the mara metchila, but we'll still do a second tibul as a hekel and tinokas. But only if you don't have the shai yirakos. If you have shai yirakos, avada, you'll do the tibul rishon on shai yirakos and the tibul sheni on the chazeres. Okay, when all the dust settles, when all the charosa settles, what happens here? Okay, we have a machlokes, the Rashbam and Tosfos about a few things. First of all, what is Reish Lakish's raya? Reish Lakish is saying mitzvah zikr kavana. What's his raya? According to Rashbam, Reish Lakish's raya is from the fact that we do two tibulim. Reish Lakish had no assumptions. He didn't know whether we do two tibulim. The very fact that we do two tibulim, that is the raya that mitzvah zikr kavana. Because we're doing two tibulim b'chazeres. And the question is, why would we need the second tibul? You're yotze the mitzvah of mara with the first tibul b'chazeres. Right? The Tibul of Karpas would be Yotzimon. So the fact that we do two Tibulim, Reish Lakish, that's the Raya that Mitzvah Zikr Kavana. Tosfos is not learning like that. Tosfos is assuming Reish Lakish knew that we're going to do two Tibulim. He knew that that was the Kabbalah that they had. But he's saying the fact that we're doing two Tibulim b'chazeres, even where Shar Yirakos are available, because he interpreted the Mishnah to be talking about a situation where Shai Rakas are available. So he says the fact that we're doing two Tibulim with Chazeres, even though the Shai Rakas are available, that's the Raya that Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. Because if Mitzvah ain't Tzrichas Kavana, then if the Shai Rakas ataka available, you should use the Shai Rakas for Karpas. Because then you'll be Marviyah, that you'll get more of Bismano. Why do the two Tibulim b'mar? Not Lomalov Trei Tibuli, why do we have two Tibulim Bechlar? Reish Lakish knew that there were two Tibulim. His question is, why do the two Tibulim Bemara? Do the first Tibul Beshai Yerakas, do the second Tibul Bemara? And then you'll have a Mara Bezmana? That's That's the Machlokas Tosis and the Rashbam in terms of what's Reish Lakish's Raya. Reish Lakish's Raya from the fact that we have Trey Tibuli or the fact that we do two Tibuli Bechazeres even with Shayirokos Ataka Vilim. And the Sugi continues, Shaka Vatai continues, Ben Lafi the Rashbam, Ben Lafi Tosis. It plays out, right? It plays out that the Maskana of the Gemara. The maskan of the Gemara is taka. If you have shayir yirokos, then use the shayir yirokos. Don't do the tibul rishon b'mara b'chazeres. Don't do the tibul rishon b'chazeres. Which approach do you think is more mistaba? The Rashbam or Tosis? Which approach do you think is? I'm not asking which approach is easier. Which approach is more mistaba? I think the Rashbam is more mistaba. I mean, Tosis is reading a lot into the Mishnah. Tosis is saying the Mishnah is talking about Bishai Yerokos Ataka available, and yeah, you're going to do the two Tibulim on Chazeres. Where did he get off to think that? It doesn't say Shai Yerokos in the Mishnah. So why did Tosis interpret like that? He could have just said like the Rashbam, Reish Lakish is Rai, is the very fact that you need two Tibulim. There's something that was bothering Tosis. Tosis didn't want to learn like the Rashbam. Something was bothering him, and that's what galvanized, that's what motivated him to learn a different pshat. Take a look at the Mordechai and the Marsha. Marsha works on this Tosis. Marsha basically invokes the Mordechai. He says, if you look at the Mordechai, you'll see why Tosis didn't learn like the Rashbam. There's a very basic question in the Sugya that was bothering Tosis. Rashbam had his answer to this question, but Tosis was troubled with this kasha. And because Tosis was troubled with this kasha, that's why he felt that he had to interpret the sugya differently. So look back at the Rashbam and Tosis. Now that we've done it very slowly and carefully, now look back at the Rashbam and Tosis with the Rashash, read the Rashbam and Tosis together, get it clear, and then look at the Mordechai. See the interesting question of the Mordechai and the sugya. Look at the Marsha, and hopefully tomorrow we'll try to figure out why the Rashbam and Tosis learned their different Perushim and they didn't like the Perush of the other Rishim.